Wake up. It's your early breakfast with Africa Milani.
5:53. It is. A very bizarre notice was posted at the Samora Machel police station here in Cape Town, saying that if you want to be escorted by police, a fee of 75 rand is payable. Understandably, this has left the public rather baffled. Joining me on the line now is MEC Regan Allen, who's an MEC for Police Oversight and Community Safety in the Western Cape. Regan, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Africa, good morning. Always good speaking to you, and good morning to all the listeners as well.
So I'm able to request escort services by the SAPS at a fee?
Africa, when I became aware of this particular circulation, it was also in the Nyanga area and Samora Machel. I then promptly written to the police commissioner to inquire whether this is indeed so and to also suspend that particular practice. I have received confirmation that that practice has now been suspended and the SAPS is investigating in order to clear up any uncertainties in that regard, because I maintain that SAPS has a clear constitutional mandate, which is to prevent, combat and investigate crime and not to charge a fee for an escort in any particular area. So I am delighted that members of society posted on social media, and within probably minutes of seeing that circulation, I took it up directly, because Africa, we are always wanting to see in the Western Cape that our oversight actually leads to better service delivery, and that particular notice was deeply alarming because it should never happen under any circumstances.
It is possible, though, for one to request the SAPS to escort one if one is going into an area that you deem to be slightly dangerous, right? And of course, this would be possible only if members of the SAPS at that police station are not at that moment engaged in an emergency.
Yes, for example, if a private citizen or a company will require an escort or guard duty services from SAP stations in the Western Cape, the priority will always be given to the core business of the South African police services. For example, if there's an armed robbery in progress, or if there's a particular matter where someone has contacted SAPS and there is GBV happening, etc., that will be given priority over such a request for escort duties, because there is a national directive in this regard. However, I've seen that there has been some confusion with regards to that particular process and what that directive should actually read. So that is my engagement with the South African Police Service. But I am delighted, Africa, that that particular practice now has been suspended in the Western Cape, because I would want SAPS to clear up this particular confusion.
Parting question, Regan, and slightly, I suppose, changing of gears. I know that yours is a police oversight role and that deployment of policing services is very much a national competency, hopefully with consultation, but it is a decision of the National Police Commissioner, basically, what happens and what doesn't happen. Many people were complimentary, and rightfully so, of the work done by the SAPS in response to the national shutdown that was called by the EFF on Monday, where many listeners called into the station yesterday saying what was marvelous to watch was almost an immediate response by the SAPS to any incidents of potential burning of tires or some way of destruction. And within seconds, often minutes, the police were there. And rightfully, listeners asking yesterday, why can't we have that all the time? How would you respond to that?
Africa, I am also delighted that we have seen no major issues over that particular day in the Western Cape. We have had engagements, and like you've said, in consultation with the South African Police Service leading up to the 20th, because we wanted to see high visibility, but also for the operations to ensure that our province actually remains safe. It did come at a cost, Africa. And that cost is that there is SAPS officers that was on duty or on leave that was called to be back on the beat. Now, we have consistently here in the Western Cape advocated for that particular consistency here in our province, for the manpower and resources to be on the ground. And that budget has not always flown down to the Western Cape from national government. But that is what we want to see. We want to see that our areas are safe, there's visibility, and that we actually work in an integrated approach. And I am wanting, Africa, just briefly to commend the SAPS, Metro Police, our LEAP officers, our neighborhood watch members and CPFs, together with all relevant stakeholders in the particular space for Monday, because we have seen that integrated, and that's what I've been advocating for since taking up office 10 months ago, for that integrated approach where we can work together, share resources, but make sure it's in collaboration in order to keep our community safe.
I don't know if you have this number at hand, but the president announcing that there were 12,000 new recruits for the SAPS. Do you have any idea how many of those are coming to the Western Cape?
Africa, last year we had 10,000, and then we got 1,118 of that amount. We have not gotten the figure for the latest amount. But Africa, it would be remiss of me not to mention that we are likely 20 years behind. 20 years behind in terms of resource allocation. We currently have less members now in the Western Cape than what we had in 2012 already. So we definitely, in the Western Cape alone, probably need about another 8,000 to be complemented so that we can ultimately have the resources that is required, and that is in our policing needs and priorities as well, where we have advocated for that particular budget to be allocated to the Western Cape. And sadly, we have seen from a national point of view a shrinking envelope, an economy that isn't growing the way it should be growing. And that is a reality that we are sitting with. Hence, we've had to step up with the LEAP officers by placing extra boots on the ground. But it is mainly due to budgetary cuts, and we are not then having the sufficient SAPS officers that we need on the ground in order to keep our community safe.
It's a real challenge. Regan, thank you very much for your time this morning. Regan Allen, MEC for Police Oversight and Community Safety in the Western Cape.
Wake up. It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.